Hey everybody, this is JR Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast, and in this episode of Season 6 Crime Chronicles, we're going to talk about crimes that should never happen but did, and this crime is all about you and your finances. But first, it's moto time. Hey, remember, rich people. Poor people like rich. Rich people like poor. Think about that when it comes to paying your bills. Pay your bills, all right? Make sure your bills are paid. Hey, it's hard sometimes in the struggle in the life of, in the game of life, but you got to do it. All right. Hey, remember, never quit your day job while conquering the world. My daddy always says that. And I didn't understand when I was little, but then when I got older, I realized what that meant. And also, time is money. Money is time. Wasting time, you're just wasting money. Think about that. And a lot of people say, well, what do you mean by that? Hey, JR, what do you mean by that? What I mean is, like, look, football players, actors, actresses, singers, songwriters, and stuff like that, famous people give up their time, and they write that off on their taxes. Think about that. They do that. And also, it's called an investment. All right, let's get into it. This Crime Chronicle also has a shout out, and the Crime Chronicles goes out to Caleb. Caleb's a true OG, and to all the people out there that are living their true life, goes out to you. This podcast is for you. You true, living in your truth. Coming into your truth. I do want to say that. All right, let's begin. Now, when I say in the Crime Chronicles, I talk about a crime should never happen, this right here is what I mean. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something that the rich people don't tell you. Listen to this. Something that you need to know about being wealthy. This is what it is. If you're looking to get yourself wealthy and you're looking to make money, make your money. Get out there and hustle. Get on your grind. What I mean is, in the simplest, earnest thing that I'm telling you is this. When I say rich people stay rich and poor people stay poor, it's because rich people act like they poor. Poor people act like they rich. What do I mean? I noticed a lot of these rappers out there are sitting there buying up all this jewelry and these bling blings and stuff. And they look at all this with these jewelry and these expensive cars and stuff like that. And buying all this stuff that they really don't need. But they're doing it because every other rapper is doing it. So they want to be like everybody else. You know, let me tell you something, a good one. It's a good one. Rick Ross, better known as Rosé, but he's Rick Ross the rapper, hip-hop artist, Rick Ross, rapper from the South. You know what he did? He bought him a nice house. In that house, he bought him some nice cars. Cars that can appreciate in value, that are worth something for value, that if he had to sell one, he could sell it. Then he turned around and took his money, and he invested in spirits, wines and spirits. He invested in that. And then he bought a bunch of Wingstops, franchised a bunch of Wingstops so that he can make money. So now his money is generating him wealth, generational wealth. He gifted his son for his son's 16th birthday. For his son's birthday, he gifted him a Wingstop so his son can have generational wealth. Here's another one that you need to understand. DJ Khaled did an album compilation, put his son's name on there as producer. So his son will have producing credits and can create generational wealth on that album. Yes. Yes, he did. That's what I'm talking about. See, they're creating generational wealth. Allow me to tell you something. A little trick that I heard Waka Flocka talk about this. I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said he learned something from what wealthy people do. This guy studied wealthy people. Do you know that rich people don't buy houses? What they do is they lease the house, in a sense. They mortgage the house. They don't go out and buy it cash up. They mortgage the house. They finance the house. And how they do that is this. Let's say an example. They go get a loan. They got like $30 million in the bank. Let's say you got $30 million in the bank. They go get a loan for, say, $5 million. Knowing they got $30 million in the bank, get a loan for $5 million. They go mortgage the house. For like, say, $4 million. They get a mortgage, they get a house for like, say, $2.5 million house. They got a loan for $5 million. They get $2.5 million home. They finance it. They take the other $2.5 million and they renovate the house because they want it the way they look at it and put furniture and stuff in there, and they do that. And they pay money on that house. Mortgage. They pay a mortgage. They pay mortgage on the house. They don't own the house. They pay mortgage on the house. Reason being is because the asset right there is a liability. It's a liability. You see what I mean? That's a liability. Assets and liability. An asset is something that you actually own. So that's an asset. That's called a liability. And then Waka Flocka says, this is what he also did. He took his money and he invested in businesses that was going to generate wealth. Generational wealth. That's called an asset. So what I'm going to tell you is what they do. That's how rich people do it. A good one wealthy guy said, here's what he did. He bought, his wife, this guy was a mega real estate tycoon. Here's what he did. He found this old apartment complex that was, it was dilapidated because everybody moved out. The original owners foreclosed on it because it was so deplorable that it wasn't worth, he just, put it up for sale. He bought it on the auction block real, real cheap. Got it for pennies on a dollar, real cheap. Went in there, he revamped the whole place. Made the place brand. He redid the whole thing. Spent like almost close to half a mil revamping the place. Got it all up to code. Turned around, cleaned the place up, redid the paint, everything brand new. Turned around and opened up for rent. He did this. He got a rental company. He got a management company to manage the rent. Got a maintenance company to maintain the place. He pays them salary. He pays them a wage to maintain the place and everything so that they can keep this place up the code and keep it running. And him and his wife, they stayed in one apartment. They both lived in one apartment. One apartment. While he was doing that, he lived in one apartment. Turned around, he flipped that. Then he turned around and bought another unit place, had that remodeled, moved from that place into the other apartment building, and did the same thing. Same management company managed the other one. He had the same company because the company did good. He kept them and moved them. And finally, he has about 20 different units in his city that he runs. Yeah. Then he went and bought him a nice house. That's what I'm talking about. Generating generational wealth. People, now you can also do this. You can also buy houses. A lot of people buy houses and they flip them. But here's the catch. A lot of these guys, when you go to buy a house, go to flip a house, you have exactly, before the mortgage is due, you got 30 days before the mortgage is due. You got to get that house up, ready, and be up ready to be sold or to be rented in 30 days. And that's kind of one of those things. I saw a guy on TV who was doing his house, doing a renovation of this house. He was getting it ready to be for sale or rent, whichever came first. And he had 30 days to get it done. He couldn't get it finished in 30 days, so he had to pay the first month's mortgage. It took him exactly 2 months, 2.5 months to get that house ready, because apparently he was having issues with contractors because he was trying to get the cheapest contractor, trying to budget and save money and hiring low-budget contractors. Listen, when you do flipping houses and stuff, you got to get contractors. You got to get the best contractor. Don't get the cheapest. Get the best. Quality over quantity. If you're trying to get it for sale, you want quality. If you're getting it for rent, you can get a quantity. You can get a quantity contractor to do that, just getting it ready for rent, because you know that you can do the repairs as they live in there. Do that, all right? But this, he did that, and then he sold the house, because he ended up getting a quality. After he had that quantity contractor who did a shitty, crappy job, he ended up getting this good, high-paying contractor who came in, had to refix everything, do all the electrical, everything. He had to redo everything. The drywall was crooked, and it didn't look right, and it was shoddy, and the inspector came in, and nothing matched. So what I'm saying is that's what you got to do. You got to do things like that, all right? And that's what he did. And he ended up getting that contractor, the good contractor, and he fixed everything, paid him a little more money. He should have did it in the first place. And when he did that, he ended up making more money. He flipped it and he sold the house, but he sold it at cost because he spent more money and he didn't get that back, but that's okay. Yeah. And he flipped that. And that's how he flipped it. He flipped the house and now that guy made some money. See what I mean? And then he ended up buying another house and he flipped that house. And he bought another house and he flipped that house. And he kept buying houses and flipping them. And he started learning. He kept that same contractor because he knew that if I keep that, because that contractor says, hey, he told the contractor, I'll keep you employed. The contractor was like, sure. Because he went from one house to the other and the contractor kept doing this work and the contractor was doing great work. Inspectors were pleased. He had no issues with that. He was making massive sales on these properties and stuff. Some houses he couldn't sell because, you know, it's a buyer's market. What he was pricing, so he ended up renting them out. See, yeah. And some of them he was doing rent to own. You stay, rent this house out for so many months. Rent this house out for like, he said, rent the house out for 2 years. The amount you put in rent, I'll put that towards your down payment. Yes, get your credit straightened out. He helped them get credit straightened out. The guy was making money. What I'm telling you is that this is what you could be doing. You could be doing things like that. That's the thing of doing that. It's called generational wealth, living your wealth, and also getting some digital real estate. If you're trying to be out there, get that digital real estate, get that concept. See, like Waka Flocka said, that's how the rich stay rich. Rich stay rich. You don't touch your money. You go get a loan on top of your money. And see, the thing about Waka Flocka, what he said was he ended up paying back that loan because he made more money. Because he took his money and he flipped it. And he made more money. When you make more money, you're going to make way more money. Yeah, you flipped it, you're going to make way more money. Flip that. Flip the script. Make more money. And that's what he did. He flipped that script and he made tons of money. Listen carefully. Do what I tell you. Look, that's how you're going to make your money. He flipped the script and he made way more money. A lot of these people out here in the world got to be able to follow the rules. Listen, this analogy is simple. It's simple as ABC, like 1, 2, 3. You wanna maintain your wealth, you gotta do that. You gotta act like you're broke. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of famous actors and actresses. You know what this one actor did? This actor was in New York. He lives in New York, and he lives in an apartment building in New York. He has a house, he has an apartment. He has a brownstone apartment, 1 floor in New York. He rents it. Doesn't own it. He rents it. Pays whatever price. Everywhere he goes, he takes the subway. Another actor lives in LA. Most actors like live in Beverly Hills or something like that in these million dollar houses. No, he owns it. He lives outside of LA in a small community. He lives in a nice neighborhood. He has a simple house. And him and his wife live there. His wife is not famous, but he is. And they have kids and they live in a nice good neighborhood. And he sits there and he has his car and he commutes to go do movies and stuff. He drives in to go do his movies and stuff. This guy is that kind of famous. What I'm telling you is that this is what you gotta do. You gotta be famous. When you're famous, you gotta think like this. You gotta act. You gotta act like I said, you gotta act as if, he acts like he's broke. Him and his wife, they act like they broke. You will see him, like most actors, they have PAs and all that stuff. Him and his wife, they're at, like most actors, you'll see him at Trader Joe's or something. Nope. You know what you saw him at? He was at Walmart grocery shopping. Yeah, they saw him in LA. It was at Walmart. And then he was at a Safeway. He was at a regular grocery store, like a Safeway. And then you see him just normally shopping. He wasn't some fancy Starbucks or nothing like that. Nope. He was at a local boutique that he went to because he went to this particular coffee shop because he knew the owner. And he was a prime investor in this coffee shop. So he would always go there, him and his wife, because that's the place that he owns, that he went partnership with. So he's growing his money. What I'm telling you is that you got to act like you're broke. Yeah, and they don't drive this nice, like a Bugatti. They don't drive this big, huge Corson or Hummers. Or the, you know, like the not, yeah, well, the new Hummers, new electrical Hummers, no. He drives a hybrid Prius. Yeah. And he's famous. He's not, everywhere he goes, he's not driving, he's not getting carted by limo. Sometimes he goes somewhere, he's taking an Uber. He gets in an Uber and gets a ride to where he's going. If he has to go to premieres or something, gets an Uber and parks and gets out. Go figure. The guy's a multi-millionaire actor. But he does that because he's saving his money, because his wealth is defined by the amount of money he has. And he's trying to maintain his wealth because a lot of times, if he doesn't get enough roles, that money has to last to pay all his bills so that he can live. See, because when you're an actor or an actress or a rapper, singer and all that stuff, or songwriter, you make one big check. They give you one big check. You got to make that check stretch and last. So you gotta be able to stretch that money. So that's why he does what he do. He's cutting coupons out. He talked about it. I cut coupons out. Yes. And people are like, why? And his suits and stuff, he go to thrift stores and buys his suits. And his wife will take him and get him cleaned at the tailor and stuff. Well, what suit you got one? I got this at, a good example, I got this at Goodwill.
Oh, really?
Yes, quality at Goodwill. He don't say that, he just says, I got a good suit. You know, and yeah, and that's what he does. I'm just telling you, this is what you gotta do. You gotta start acting like you're broke. Your friends ask you, hey, you got like some money? No, I ain't got no money. And then try and flip the script on them. Hey, you got some money? Oh, well, how much you need? When they say, well, how much you need? You say, I need like $40. You be like, what do you need? And if they say, what do you need it for? Then you know right then and there, they're not your true friends. So don't ever ask them for money. Because you know they go, what do you need it for? A friend would be like, here, I got you. Here you go. Give it to me. Give it to me when you get paid. And they'll hand it to you right off the bat. Let me go to the ATM machine and get it for you. Not, what do you need it for? They shouldn't ask, what do you need it for? Because if they ask what you need it for, that means they don't have it. All right? Hey, I just told you right now a little tips on how you can sustain your amount of wealth, why rich people stay rich, and what Waka Flocka did. Because I watched the video of Waka Flocka talk about how the wealthy and stuff, and how these wealthy people stay wealthy. Follow those tips. That's one way. Also, buy some apartment units. You live in one and rent out the others. That's one way of doing it. I knew one guy who he bought an old elementary, he bought an old high school. Yeah, he bought this old high school building. It was in the East Coast in New Jersey. He bought an old high school. The city was selling it, selling the building. The school district wasn't selling it to anyone who was going to open up a charter school because they didn't want competition. So what they did was they sold it to anyone else other than a charter school. So this guy says, I'll buy it. He bought it at rock bottom prices. He went in there and he revamped the whole place, knocked out walls and stuff, and made it an apartment building. Made a bunch of condos in there. Yep, made a bunch of apartments, renting apartments. Yes. He made a bunch of rental apartments out of the whole place. And the cafeteria, what he did was the cafeteria, he made a restaurant. He put a restaurant in there. Yes, a nice restaurant in there. And the auditorium, he took that auditorium, revamped it. And the auditorium, he made it a movie theater. Yes, he made it a movie theater for those tenants in there. Yes, an actual movie theater. A movie company came in and put a movie theater in there. Yes, that's what he did, a movie theater in that building. Because he had like two auditoriums. He had a small one and a big one. The big one, he made a gymnasium. He made it a fitness center out of it. One movie theater, he made like a little fitness area, like a little track fitness area, because he had a gymnasium in there. And the gymnasium, that was the fitness center. He had a small fitness center where they go in and you know, and stuff like that. And he also put a laundromat in there, an actual laundromat and a dry cleaners. He put a laundromat and he also put a dry cleaners in there, added on to the building. It was outside parking area, it was an outside lot area. He made a dry cleaners. Then he had the open playground field. He built a parking garage. Took his money and built a parking garage to the place so that people can park their cars. That's how he made his money. Yes, that guy is making money off of that. Spent a lot of money in there getting it revamped. Rented every one of them out. Every one of them got rented. He put them for rent on one unit, one section, and another section he put them for sale. He bought another school. And he revamped that one, and all those are just for sale. He bought another high school, and that's all for sale. Not rent. All the condos in there are for sale. He put luxury things in there for them, concierge service, everything. Love it. Put an elevator and everything. People are buying it. Sold. Everyone was pre-sold. He put it up for sale, everyone got pre-bought because they had gave them a 10-year tax abatement. You buy it, you don't have to pay property tax for 10 years. People were buying it. Yes. I'm just telling you that, all right? Hey, listen. This is J.R. Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast. I was just talking about that one right about there because I want y'all to know about what happened about this guy in New York. If you don't believe me, this guy's name is Caesar. His name is Sessa. Caesar or Sessa. He was on The Breakfast Club talking about real estate. Yeah, DJ Envy is into real estate, and he talked about that on there. If y'all ever want to get into know about real estate and stuff, go on, look up The Breakfast Club, DJ Envy, and real estate. And there's a lot of episodes where they talk about people on there talking about how they get into real estate and stuff. If you're trying to get into real estate and you're trying to do that kind of market of flipping houses and stuff, because, you know, DJ Envy and Angela Yee are into flipping houses. They have they belong to a club where they buy, where they all get together with a group of people and they go buy properties and they flip them for rent or flip. They're trying to, what they're doing is trying to grow their money. That's what they're doing. All right. So, hey, everybody, I love you. I appreciate y'all out there and teaching every one of you out there. You know what? I wish y'all the best and y'all have a wonderful time. I will catch you in the next podcast. Hey, Bravo 6 going dark.